for Tommy, Lilla, Matt, Will, and Hampton. Prologue. The ditch, as climbers sometimes call Yosemite Valley, typically remains summer hot well into September, but a rogue cold front had blown in overnight. A wan sun slouched low to the east, barely discernible through a thick, overcast sky. Tiny droplets of water saturated the air. Alex wondered, is the rock getting slippery? The friction still felt okay, probably because a stiff breeze was drying the stone as quickly as the moisture-laden air was wetting it. But the rock had absorbed the raw, gray cold, and that was starting to bother his feet. His toes were a little numb, and the size 42 shoes felt sloppy on the glacier-polished granite. He wished he'd worn the 41s. Years earlier, when he first contemplated free-soloing El Capitan, Alex had made a list of all the crux sections on Freerider, the parts that would require careful study and extensive rehearsal. The traverse to Round Table Ledge, the Enduro Corner, the Boulder Problem, the downclimb into the Monster, and the slab section on Pitch 6, 600 feet off the deck, which he now confronted. Of all the various cruxes on the 3,000-foot-high route, this one haunted him most, and for a simple reason. It's a friction climb that is entirely devoid of grips on which to pull or stand. Like walking up glass, thought Alex. He couldn't help thinking about the fact that it had spit him off before. It's only rated 5'11", which, while still expert-level climbing, is three grades below Alex's maximum of 5'14". But unlike the overhanging limestone routes in Morocco that Alex could bully into submission by cracking his knuckles on the positively shaped holds, the crux here required trusting everything to a type of foothold called a smear. As the name implies, a smear involves pasting the sticky rubber shoe sole against the rock. Whether the shoe sticks depends on many factors, including, critically, the angle at which it presses the rock. The best angle is found by canting one's body out away from the wall as far as possible without toppling over backward. This weights the foot more perpendicular to the stone, generating the most friction available. The more a climber can relax, the better a smear feels. Conversely, a tense or timid climber instinctively leans in toward the rock, questing for a non-existent purchase with the hands. To rely solely on such a delicate balance between the necessary adhesion and teetering past the tipping point in a high-consequence situation is perhaps the most dreaded move a rock climber can encounter. Alex had climbed this section of El Cap 20 times and fallen once on this move. A guy who keeps numerical records of every climb he has done since high school, he had noted to himself in recent days that 5% of his attempts at this move had gone awry. And those were low-consequence situations. He had worn a rope clipped to a bolt 2 feet below his waist. He had obsessed about free-soloing El Capitan for 9 years, nearly a third of his life. By now, he had analyzed every possible angle. "Some things are so cool, they're worth risking it all," he had told me in Morocco. This was the last big free-solo on his list, and if he could pull it off, perhaps he might start winding things down, maybe get married, start a family, spend more time working on his foundation. He loved life and had no intention of dying young, going out in a blaze of glory. And so, 1 in 20 wasn't going to cut it. He needed to get this move, along with the other crux sections, as close to 100% as possible. But Alex wasn't thinking any of this. He had trained himself not to let his mind wander when he was on the rock. He was famous, after all, for his ability to put fear in a box and set it on an out-of-the-way shelf in the back of his mind. The life questions, the analyses, he saved that stuff for when he was hanging out in his van, hiking, or riding his bike. At that moment, he was just having fun and not thinking about anything except climbing and climbing well. Details, whether they rose to the surface of his mind or not, did factor into the climbing equation he was in the midst of solving. How he wasn't sure how his right foot felt because his big toe